From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A lot of people hate beets. In fact, so few people in the U.S. eat table beets that the federal government doesn't bother to keep track of how many are grown or sold. But we heard that beets had actually gained ground in 2011. So for our series, A Good Year, we asked NPR's investigative correspondent Daniel Zwerdling to find out if this was indeed a good year for beets.
So, you want to know how I got the dirt on beets? Same way you probably did.
My name is Jenny Roby, and I'm the executive chef here at Cafe Colette.
David Claney, Toulouse Cafe and Bar.
Melissa Smith, I'm the general manager at Cyrano's Cafe.
It seems like every restaurant across the country.
In Dallas, Texas.
It's a subdivision of St. Louis in Brooklyn, New York.
It seems like every restaurant serves beets these days, especially the ubiquitous beet salad.
The beet salad that we have on the menu is baby beets that have been par-roasted.
Make a simple vinaigrette.
Then we add a little bit of walnut oil.
We might do a goat cheese crostini.
And top it with ricotta slotted cheese.
There is something happening, a beet renaissance.
And if anybody should know, it's Irwin Goldman. He breeds beets at the University of Wisconsin. He's been waiting for this renaissance for years.
And I think it's just wonderful to see because it is an incredibly fabulous vegetable that I think is totally underappreciated.
Maybe it's not surprising that shishi restaurants have rediscovered beets. Take the Oval Room across the street from the White House. The sous chef is Tamisha Warren. She showed me how they turn beets into art.
So he's starting to build a plate. He put the passion fruit reduction down first, and then he's putting the different colors of beets on the plate.
Her salad man gently places a baby red beet on the passion fruit squiggle, then a baby golden one, then a striped one. It's like a row of fantastic marbles. Then he shaves fresh baby horseradish over everything, like baby snowflakes. He adds some herbs, baby, of course, and vinaigrette.
People love it. I think we've tried to, like, get rid of it, and it really wasn't received very well. So we have to leave it on here.
Really? There was, like, a protest, a demonstration?
I mean, they might as well put some billboards up and be like, no, don't get rid of the beet salad.
But again, this is Washington, D.C., where people are used to protests. Here's even more compelling evidence that beets are back. They've been showing up in chain restaurants, from California Pizza Kitchen to Jamba Juice. Matt Mandeltort analyzes food trends for the food industry. He's with a company called Technomic. Their survey found that beets showed up in 13% more appetizers in chain restaurants this year compared to 2010. They've increased more than 55% in the past 3 years.
Diners and restaurateurs have discovered that beets bring a lot of things to the table.
And of course, you did not intend that pun.
No, of course not. It's always beets me.
Mandeltort says beets are becoming more popular, partly because they're cheap. Or at least cheaper than a lot of vegetables, and restaurants have been struggling to control costs during the recession. But Irwin Goldman says, remember, people have been eating beets since the Greeks and Romans. They've never gone out of style in Europe. And have you been to Australia?
The Australians, they will eat a beet slice on a sandwich like we would eat a tomato. Can I read you just a quote from Tom Robbins about beets?
Tom Robbins? Where'd he write about beets?
This is from Jitterbug Perfume, which is a book that Tom Robbins wrote largely about beets. And he said that Slavic people get their physical characteristics from the potato, their smoldering inquietude from radishes, and their seriousness from beets.
Incidentally, it was a good year not just for beets. Industry surveys show it was also a good year for pretzel rolls and sriracha. That's the spicy paste from Thailand. And that's another story. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.